requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law in 1975, Chapter 231 have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in our flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Here.
Jewell?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Boyle?
Here.
I would accept a motion for Resolution 178-2012 for executive session for the purpose of contract negotiation.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? I'd like to make a special request of everyone. We're all aware of the news and what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. I would like to ask that we all take a moment of silence for those who passed, for the families of those who passed, and for the responders who had to go in and witness that devastating carnage. First up, we have some proclamations. Deputy Mayor Boyle, you're first.
Thank you, Mayor.
We have a proclamation of the Borough of Washington. Whereas Patrick Boyle has been a member of the Washington Borough Council since 2009, and whereas Patrick Boyle has served as chairman of the Planning Board and Deputy Mayor, and on both the Sewer Committee and Streets Committee, his skill, dedication, and commitment above and beyond the reasonable expectations of the community. And whereas Patrick Boyle will always be remembered by his colleagues for his willingness to help others, commitment to local government, and dedication to Washington Borough. And whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington desire to express the appreciation of the entire community to Patrick Boyle for his years of service to the Borough of Washington. Now therefore be it proclaimed by Scott McDonald, Mayor of the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, that the heartfelt appreciation of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington and all its inhabitants are hereby expressed for the years of public service performed by Patrick Boyle. Be it further proclaimed that this proclamation be duly embossed, signed by the Mayor, publicly presented to Patrick Boyle on December 18, 2012, and forever recorded in the official records of the Borough of Washington as an everlasting tribute to Patrick Boyle by an appreciative and thankful community.
Wow. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thanks for having me.
Clear.
And the next one is for Councilman Valentine. Another proclamation of the Borough of Washington. Whereas John Valentine has been a member of the Borough of Washington Council since 2009, and whereas John Valentine also served on the Code Book Committee, was instrumental in reestablishing the Clean Communities Grant Program, and served on the Policy Committee with skill, dedication, and commitment above and beyond the reasonable expectations of the community. And whereas John Valentine will always be remembered by his colleagues for his commitment to environmental issues, willingness to help others, commitment to local government, and dedication to Washington Borough. And whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington desire to express the appreciation of the entire community to John Valentine for his years of service to the Borough of Washington. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by Scott McDonald, Mayor of the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, that the heartfelt appreciation of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington and all its inhabitants are hereby expressed for the years of public service performed by John Valentine. Be it further proclaimed that this proclamation be duly embossed, signed by the Mayor, publicly presented to John Valentine on December 18, 2012, and forever recorded in the official records of the Borough of Washington as an everlasting tribute to John Valentine by an appreciative and thankful community. That brings us to our next bit, the minutes of the meeting of December 4th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes of December 4th? On page 13, we appointed a new fire department member, but the minutes don't stipulate the name of the member. Any other discussion?
I don't think we knew how to spell it. Do you know, Dave?
What's the member's name?
It was, do you remember?
I thought that was...
Gladstone.
Eddie? No.
Well, I'll get with the fire department.
Okay. Find his name and put it in there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests.
Make a motion to close the audience.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Ordinances. Ordinance 9-2012 for public hearing and adoption.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Any roll call, please?
Valentine?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Kaliva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
An ordinance repealing Article 17 on street overnight parking permits to Chapter 85 of the Code of the Borough of Washington.
Okay, at this point, I'd like to open up the public hearing on Ordinance 9-2012.
Make a motion to close the public
Second.
Hearing on Ordinance 9-2012.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Kaliva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Now, a motion to adopt on final passage.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? One more roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Kaliva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
You could do a voice vote, but what the mayor asked me about, the vote on the resolution, and you could do it by a voice vote. But what I would add to the resolution, you know, there's a provision in the ordinance that the ordinance adoption procedure requires a 20-day period where the ordinance basically sits for 20 days to see if anybody's going to challenge it. And you can override that. The council can override that if there's an emergency, okay? Now, what the resolution doesn't specifically say is that there's an emergency. So what I recommend on the second whereas, it says, whereas the project enumerated within the above captioned ordinance is necessary for the betterment of the residents, I would just say in light of a critical parking problem in the borough, so that at least you have some explanation why it's an emergency. I don't think anybody's ever going to challenge it, but it probably would be better to do that simply to have the resolution reflect reasons why you're setting aside the 20-day requirement. So you could just add after where it says residents of the borough. Sorry. Why do they have to call you right in the middle of when you're talking? In response to a critical parking problem in the borough.
As amended, can we just move that then? I would okay. Move to quote what he said.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on Resolution 176-2012? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ordinance 10-2012 for public hearing and adoption.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Kaliva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
An ordinance establishing recreation department program fees.
Okay, at this point I'll open up the public hearing on Ordinance 10-2012.
Make a motion to close the public hearing on Ordinance 10-2012.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call for that, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Kaliva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
A motion to adopt on final passage.
I'll make the motion. Adopt.
Any further discussion? And one last roll call.
Leba?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Mr. Cushing, do you have any
I do.
Comments for Resolution 177-2012?
On the 1-2-3-3rd whereas clause, which says the 20-day waiting period is not the best interest of the residents and the borough employees of the borough of Washington, why don't we just add there, because it's necessary to have the fees in place by January 1st, 2013.
So moved.
Which is sort of important.
Okay, there is a motion.
Yes,
sir. Any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
You made a second.
Valentine.
I second you.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, reports.
Any motion to receive and file the reports as presented?
Second.
Any discussion on any of the reports?
Yes, on the highway department. Any word on the wood chipper, Christine? We talked about
as far as chipping on the street?
Yes.
We're not chipping on the street.
No?
No, we're done.
Well, I mean,
and why didn't we prior? Because it's, in my opinion, too time consuming to chip on the street.
How so? If you set up a truck and you chip into it, then you can just do it on the fly.
A lot of brush and logs, and I think we would spend way too much time in one house chipping where we could get it off the street and chip at a different location.
And where you guys currently chip now? DPW garage? Or
no,
what?
It's at the old dump site on Washburn Avenue.
Okay. I understand this town made a lot of, like, large logs and everything, but you know, I see, you know, eight, you know how many guys actually had to work them, but I've seen six guys at one time working with these machines, loaders, when they can just chip them right into a dump truck. You know, I don't know the logic of that, but I would think it would be less time consuming if you use a chipper, but I could be wrong. You know, I'm not trying to challenge them.
No,
but,
I
know.
Well,
I'm just saying, you know,
I
mean, see, the three guys do the same thing.
I just don't think we had the resources available to do it on the street. I made the decision to have it done off-site.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do you have any committee reports this evening? Hearing none, that takes us to new business, Resolution 174-2012.
So moved. Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Leba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Foyle?
Yep. And 175-2012, redemption of the tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? And any roll call on that, please?
Torres?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Leba?
I'll abstain.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Foyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Move to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the vouchers? Hearing none. One more roll call.
Torres?
Yes.
Leba?
Yes, I'll abstain from Spinelli on page 4 and 5.
Toole?
Yes, the exception of our fault and rescue squad bills.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. With the exception of the fire, anything to do with the fire.
That brings us to our recap. Do we have anything for you to do, Ms. Blanchard?
I do not have anything.
Okay, well, we'll find something for you tomorrow. Council remarks. Councilman Valentine.
Yes, it's over. 4 years, boy, it went by like a flash. I want to thank the borough residents for allowing me these 4 years. It's been an education, and I feel I participated in something that was really very important for the borough. And we went through hard times, we pulled through, it came out better, you know. And I'd like to thank Rich Phelan and Natasha Turchin and Tom Prairie for being here and helping us get through all this and making us better for it. and I hope that we continue. And it's been a pleasure working with you, Christine. It's been really great. It's been a pleasure working with all the professionals and the council people. And I also like to mention Nick Steone and Terry Housel, because when I came on here, I really did not know what to expect. And sitting on the side of the room with them and talking to them, them making their time available to me was invaluable. They're really big helps. And again, thank you.
Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. I'm not one for many words. One of my favorite movies was The Quiet Man, if you ever see it. It's a good movie.
John Lee.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, as Councilman Valentine had said, 2009 and 2010 were tough. Man, I tell you, if you didn't grow anything in those 2 years, you weren't going to make it. But if it doesn't kill you, it makes it better. So, you know, it was very encouraging that the borough residents had demanded results. And I feel, and Jesus say that because we're sitting here, is that we've done that. We had a real good working council when I got here. We had great arguments and great fights, and then we have a fantastic council here now. I give a lot of credit to Higgins over here. He's got a lot of knowledge. He presents it pretty strongly because he's passionate about it. So as Councilman Valentine said, you rely on the people sitting next to you, have the experience. So I do thank David publicly. And also I got to thank the mayor for conducting these meetings efficiently. I'm not one for late night stuff at all. And then since we moved the time, and you ran a very good meeting. And I know we had challenges on that in the beginning when we first got here. And I appreciate you sticking to your laurels on that. And Ms. Blanchard, finally I can walk away saying I got something through. Now, I wasn't very successful, but I'm very happy that you've taken over the reins of manager. And the challenges are still ahead of you, and I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job. And when it's not so wonderful, you'll be able to handle it properly as well. So good luck to you on that. And thank you very much to everybody.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Higgins.
Oh, sure. I have a quick question for the manager. Hurricane funds, or reimbursement. Are we going to be reimbursed for what we expended, and who's it coming from, the federal government or the state? It
comes from the federal government, from FEMA. Once all the bills are compiled, we still have a few stragglers. We'll finalize the reports and send them to FEMA. It'll be sometime next year. 75% of what we spent will get reimbursed.
75%. The window downtown where the barricades are up. I imagine they're up because those plate glass windows are cracked.
The barricade is there because there's a portion of the facade of that building that's pulling away from the building. The construction official has issued a notice of unsafe structure to the property owner.
And what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean to us?
It means he has so many days to get in here and fix that.
And if he doesn't, he gets fined. Okay, so is it cheaper to pay the fine than it is to fix the building? Because if I was the guy, okay, I'll pay your fine. Here's your fine.
I spoke to the construction official today, and he was reaching out to him by telephone. I haven't heard back, but I will follow up tomorrow.
And the owner of that is?
Paramount.
And they've been in here before.
They keep adding to the violation and
they
the fine?
They can, my understanding.
My question to Mr. Attorney is, can we undertake the repairs of that building or do what is necessary for public safety and go and then charge the building owner?
You could. There is a statutory procedure for unsafe buildings. I take this as being enforced by the construction code official. And there's also provisions under the construction code, Dave.
Is it the construction code or is it the...
There's two different, it's construction code, I assume, that's running.
Our code enforcement officer, he's not a construction...
No, it's the construction code official.
Yeah.
From the state.
Okay.
Correct. And they're under the construction code official law.
Okay.
There are provisions for the construction code official to take fairly dramatic acts. He could shut the building down if the building is unsafe, and he makes a determination that the building is unsafe. He can order the owner of the building to board up the building to secure it so it can't be used until it's repaired. And he can impose some substantial fines in terms of this particular building owner, if they ignore the construction code officials' directives to get this done, $500 a week, sometimes it goes higher than that, sometimes it goes to $5,000 a week. So there's some significant problems from a property owner's standpoint if you disregard the construction code official.
Okay, now that's the point that he can levy without the building owner having to go to municipal court or to any court?
Yeah, that is an administrative imposition. There's probably a parallel way you could probably also do it under your ordinances, but under the construction code, there are provisions for imposition of fines, and then there's an appeal provision in there. I think it's for the County Board of Construction Appeals, and so that can go up to that, and that could be determined. And then in terms of enforcement of the fines, there is a way that the borough can go into municipal court, and actually there's a provision for actually enforcing the fines in municipal court.
Okay. All right. Good. I want to take this time to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Be safe. We'll start over in the new year, and our reorganization meeting is January 2nd.
Wednesday.
January 3rd.
Second.
I don't have my calendar. Okay, January 2nd at 7 p.m. Correct?
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to take an opportunity real quick to say, John, good luck to you. Thanks for spending the time on the council with us. I know it's been, what'd you say, enlightening?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Enlightening, interesting, and more than you hoped for, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Patrick.
David.
Listen, I can't believe you're leaving by choice. You did a great job. You supported me. I appreciate that. I think that you came here with an open mind for the members of the community. I think that you did a good job. I think you did a great job. And I thank you personally for the support that you've given me. And off the record, I want to say thank you for being my bobblehead.
Unfortunately, that's on the record. But
okay. Yeah. Thank you. And good luck to you.
Mr. Torres.
Well, again, kudos, and I would like to also thank our two outstanding council people on their dedicated service to the community. They did more than, in a lot of ways, they gave a lot of their time and a lot of their effort to help, you know, the borough in their different areas. And so, I personally would like to thank both, Patrick and John for their service. And, of course, Merry Christmas to all. Basically, that's all I have to say.
Mr. Jewell.
I'd like to also reiterate, thank you, Mr. Boyle, Mr. Valentine, for your service. Town's doing good, and I think you two are keystones, as well as all of us as a team, and our professionals, our manager, and her helpers downstairs, and I think it's looking pretty good, looking up. Look forward to working with Mr. Conroy and Mr. Thompson. They're going to be coming on beginning of the year here, so get ready. Read up if you haven't already. Do your homework. It's the most important thing I could say. Also, like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and for a safe holiday season. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll reiterate the kudos to Councilman Valentine and Deputy Mayor Boyle. Deputy Mayor, you stepped in for me on a few weddings upon occasion.
I did. Ran
meetings.
Not real good, but I did.
Oh, I'm sure you did fine. If they're legal, that's what counts. You stepped in for me on a couple of meetings that I was unable to attend to. I appreciate that. Although I didn't get to see you in action, I'm sure that you ran as efficient in a meeting as you compliment me on running.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you for your time and your service. You know, Councilman Valentine, you and I talked a lot offline. You know, and I appreciate the support that you gave. I appreciate everything that you did for the borough of Washington, that both of you did for the borough of Washington. I'm sure that when it's all added up to what you were paid versus the amount of time that you came in, you put into it, it was probably about $2 an hour, if that. And I thank you for that.
That's generous.
I would also like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember,
New Year's Eve is amateur drunk driving night. The professionals are not on the road that time. It's all the amateurs who don't know how to do it. Be safe, be careful, stay home if you can. And then I would accept a motion for an executive session for...
Pending litigation.
Pending litigation and I guess some other contract
negotiations. Yeah, I'd like to make that motion for executive session.
After a five-minute recess.
After a five-minute recess.
Is there a second?
Second.